Hey, hallelujah. This is the last episode in the book of Ephesians, looking at the work. But here we change our work into warfare. The book of Ephesians, we discover, was written by Paul to the new community that was made up by of Jews and Gentiles. Jesus, through his death, broke the wall of hostility that was between them. He preached peace to those that were near, that is the Jews, and peace to those that were far, Gentiles, and he brought them in and he gave them an access to what he called the commonwealth. And so he talked about the commonwealth of Israel. It was the commonwealth of God. And we became the heirs of God, co-heirs with Jesus Christ. But this wealth, this commonwealth, he said it is hidden in God in the heavenly places, where it cannot be stolen, where it cannot last or rot in that place. And that's where our treasure is. Jesus one time says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. And so Paul talks about this commonwealth. From chapter 1 to chapter 3, he talks about commonwealth. And he defined this commonwealth as one of them is calling, is part of this commonwealth. Then he talked about adoption. He talked about redemption. He talked about revelation. He talk about sanctification. He talk about glorification. He talk about all these, what Christ has done to make us rich and to make us sit in heavenly places in richness, is what Christ has done. Then he also helped us to understand that we were picked from death and we were saved from sin and sickness. We are saved even from self and Satan and systems of the world. We were saved from all those bad elements, and we were saved by his grace alone, not by our work. And we were saved for a purpose, so that Christ may dwell in us and Christ may use us as an example of himself, that Christ may incarnate on earth through us. And he wanted to show the spiritual beings the manifold wisdom of God while he comes in us. And so he also encourages that since we are wealthy people, we need to walk. So from chapter 4 all the way to chapter 6, verse 9, he was talking about the walk. And we have discovered that you can walk as an individual. You can walk by help, by the power of the Holy Spirit, walking in those realms of darkness so that you can control it. So our walk, we are supposed to walk to inherit the kingdom of God. That's what we talk about. We walk to control it, to subject it. We are in control as we walk as individuals by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then we can walk as a couple, those of us who are married, or as partners. Number three, we are supposed to walk. Now, as couples, we are walking in submission. As the wife respect, as the husband loves, then as families, we are supposed to, children, we are supposed to, to walk in a deep respect, in deep honor for their parents in this work, as the parents are supposed to keep walking and guiding and discipling the children. That is submission. Then we talked about how you can walk in slaves and masters, and they are supposed to walk there. Then we can also suppose to walk as a community, in a small church, in the larger church, in the universal church. We walk as God's people. Then we are supposed to walk how we are supposed to walk in the marketplace, so that not to copy their ways. We used to walk in different ways, not even to indulge in immorality. But we also not supposed to anger the Holy Spirit. You also, how are we supposed to walk in this nation? as patriotic, and how do we, are we supposed to work in the globe as a global community? As we end up this book from verses 10 all the way to 24, we want to see how we can make warfare, how we can make warfare against the evil trinity. We make warfare against the evil trinity. This is what Paul says. Finally, it's very nice. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, or in his mighty power. It's the final thing. Be strong. How do we make warfare? How do we protect the commonwealth against the enemies, against sin, against Satan, against the systems of the world? Be strong. That's number one. Number two, he says, walk and work and make warfare, having all the whole armor of God. He talked about put on the whole armor of God so that you can stand your ground, so that you can take your stand against devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So it's good to understand our warfare. We don't make warfare with flesh and blood. No, no, no. We are warring against rulers. This is the hierarchies of spirituality, against authorities, against powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, number three, put on the whole armor of God. This is how we make warfare, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, stand. Now, Paul says that the day of evil will come. This day of evil comes because the days are evil. The days are evil. When the day of evil comes, they're already here with us. We are supposed to stand. The only way we can do that is when you have the whole armor of God. What is the whole armor of God then? Then stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and request. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chain. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Final greetings. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything, so that you also may know how I am and what I'm doing. I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. So Paul finished up this by talking about how we put on the whole armor of God. He talked about all those several pieces of the armor, so that you can protect every part of ourselves, how we can protect our head. It will be important for us to know that every morning we need to put on the whole armor of God. We need to trust God. God, protect our head protect our eyes, protect our nose, protect our mouth, what we speak, protect what we hear by the helmet of salvation. This morning we pray, may you protect us in Jesus' name. Father, protect our hearts, protect our chest with the breastplate of righteousness. Let the right standing protect our hearts. We take control that nothing is going to move our hearts, even this morning, in the name of Jesus. Our hearts are protected of you. Our lungs are protected of you. Our boils are protected of you by the righteousness of God. Father, we protect our nakedness, even with the belt of truth. This morning we put on truth to protect us. And we also protect our feet by the readiness to tell people about Jesus Christ, the gospel of peace. Lord, we take in the shield of faith in one hand, and we take on the sword of the Spirit on the other hand. And we are out there to make offenses in the kingdom of darkness so that we can control it. The will of God is that we may control, we may take charge, we may take the kingdom, we may occupy every space of this life as we walk, oh God. Thank you for giving us the whole armor of God. Help us, dear Lord, to be able to pray with all forms of prayer for others. And we pray for our leaders, oh God. And we serve our leaders. Thank you for those who have led us. And our God, we pray that our sons and children will also be able to have peace. They may have love and they have faith as a blessing, and the grace and the love that come from you. May we have this undying love for our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We look up to you. Thank you for teaching us such truth. In Jesus' name we pray.